to go out there, guys. It went all right. We had a decent start. You know, I started the car, and I, you know, like I was saying about practice and then qualifying, I mean, I had a little bit of time, but I felt confident with the car as far as being able to race and, you know, put it where I needed to and handle traffic, and had a decent start, didn't lose any positions. You know, the car had a fair amount of understeer at first, so we were just trying to work with balance and whatnot, you know, and I guess from the driver's perspective, I was trying to do what I could to change my driving style to make sure that I was doing, you know, everything I could to get around the handling issue, but just couldn't really get much more out of the car the way it was. I didn't, you know, in the first few yellows, we hit it on the first yellow, that was like 5 minutes in or so, just for gas fuel, and then about 40 or 45 minutes in, we pitted and did a driver's change. So neither of those runs were enough to burn off any fuel. And when Mamel got in and had his first long run, he kept telling us, you know, the car just kept getting better and better the lighter the fuel load got. So, you know, we learned a little bit about setup as far as what we wanted to do and, you know, what we need to do for the next race. And Mamel wound up flipping off some real good times, and we just kept it out of trouble and pulled off the top 10. It's really all we could have asked for everything that's going to happen this weekend.
Yep. Well, cool. You going to be at Watkins with them?
I'm not sure yet. Kevin and I are talking about it. We're going to see what's going to work out for us.
Okay, thank you.